You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. In a surprise gift to the government, the RBI Central Board of Directors today approved a record dividend transfer of Rs. 2.10 trillion for 2023-2024. The amount is more than double what was budgeted, shoring up fiscal revenues. The government had budgeted to receive Rs. 1.02 trillion in dividends from the RBI and state-controlled banks. The RBI's annual payout to the government comes from surplus income it earns on investments and valuation changes on its dollar holdings and the fees it gets from printing currency. Last year, the RBI transferred Rs. 87,416 crore to the government. State Bank of India's Group Chief Economic Advisor Soumya Kanti Ghosh said that the RBI's income in FY24 is projected to be around Rs. 3.75 to 4 trillion. Meanwhile, the Adani Group found itself at the center of yet another controversy, with the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project alleging that the group passed off low-quality coal as far more expensive cleaner fuel in transactions with an Indian state power utility. A Financial Times report on Wednesday said documents assessed by the OCCRP add a potential environmental dimension to other accusations against the conglomerate. The report said that they suggest Adani may have fraudulently obtained bumper profits at the expense of air quality, since using low-grade coal for power means burning more of the fuel. The charges, however, were dismissed by the Adani Group. Moving on, the higher-than-expected dividend of Rs. 2.11 trillion from the RBI will let the centre reduce its market borrowings in the current fiscal by over 0.37% of the GDP if other budget numbers hold. However, official sources indicate that part of the extra inflows of around Rs. 1.3 trillion from the central bank could be used for scaling up the CAPEX project. The record surplus transfer by the central bank has positive spin-offs for the economy. It will boost the investment demand and ease inflationary pressures further. The unexpected fiscal bonanza will also make more capital available for corporates that are on the cusp of an investment cycle and ease the tight liquidity for banks, thereby accelerating credit flows to consumers. On to industry, Paytm parent 197 Communications saw its net loss widening to Rs. 550 crore in the January-March quarter from Rs. 168 crore a year ago due to a fall in revenue from operations. The operating revenue in the fourth quarter fell 3% year-on-year to Rs. 2,267 crore, impacted by temporary disruptions in business operations. The fintech firm warned of job cuts and said it would trim non-core assets as it saw its revenue decline 3% in the quarter to Rs. 2,267 crore, the first drop since its listing on the bourses in 2021. For FY24, the company's losses narrowed to Rs. 1,422.4 crore from a loss of Rs. 1,776.5 crore in FY23. Smartphone Production Linked Incentive, the most successful of all 14 such schemes, may be extended by a couple of years beyond 2025-2026 when it officially ends. The five-year PLI scheme, which started in 2020, ends in 2026, and each company has the flexibility to choose any five consecutive years. While Apple has chosen the period of 2021-2026, for Samsung, it's between 2020 and 2025. Official sources said that while it's not a good practice for any industry to be perpetually supported by subsidy, ending the same abruptly could be counterproductive. Therefore, the thinking in the government is that a component scheme should replace the PLI in the sector. Over to the economy. The government has identified a clutch of products where inverted duty structure is distorting trade and impacting manufacturing competitiveness and has initiated the process to address the issue, a senior official said. Among the products that have been identified are washing machines, air purifiers, solar glass, paper, furniture, apparel and jewellery. Some of these products are on the list identified for special attention under Make in India initiative. Inverted duty structure is a situation where inputs and raw materials attract higher tax than the finished products. In cross-border trade, it makes imports of finished products cheaper than raw materials and disincentives local manufacturing. In domestic taxation, inverted duty structure creates hurdles for manufacturers to claim credit for taxes paid on inputs. Lastly, let's look at stocks in focus today. These include Paytm, Airtel, Tata Communications, Nykaa, and Jubilant Foodworks, among others. Paytm parent 197 Communications saw its net loss widening to Rs. 550 crore in the January-March quarter from Rs. 168 crore a year ago due to a fall in revenue from operations. The operating revenue in the fourth quarter fell 3% year-on-year to Rs. 2,267 crore, impacted by temporary disruptions in business operations. On the other hand, Airtel Payments Bank is targeting around 50% year-on-year growth in FY25. The overall deposits stood at Rs. 2,801 crore as on March 2024, with monthly transacting users at 80.4 million. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in business and finance stories.